And Brahma said, "Yo, Indra, your cast time is finished. Now come and jump into the lake. Your body will go in the lake and you come out. You will dead." And hearing from Brahma, he cannot believe that he is Indra, etc. Then he went to attack Brahma. "Get out from here. I am happy with my family." Then Brahma has seen too much attachment with his family, then he thrown his children to the lake and they're dead. And Indra was very angry, but Brahma living off side, he cannot touch Brahma and cannot do anything. And lastly he was very frustrated and crying and thinking, "Now only myself and my wife." Then he is running away with wife. "If wife is alive, I shall get more children." The children now gone. Okay, Ashram Maharaj? It is Ashram Maharaj, no?
No, Maharaj is pretty much.
Then Brahma understand what happening and Brahma thrown that wife to lake and wife also dead. Then Indra very much crying and too much sad and senseless happening, they all in front of him dead, he cannot tolerate. And Brahma still trying to teach him, "Indra, why you are sad, why you are frustrated, you are not a hog, you have got hog body, by cross, your flesh is very good, no doubt for human, but not," etc. at all. But last time Indra thinking, "What that old man telling, I shall hear it." And he told him, "You jump in the lake, then you will understand who you are." And he is thinking, "What shall I do with my this body?" And that old man telling it, and he jumped. And he left his body and come out in the form of Indra and have seen his children, everyone, his form of demigod there. And he was surprised to see what happened and why I am not following his instruction. And he was very shy and have seen Brahma in front of him and smiling, and he was very shy, "Prabhu, don't make me more shy. You are my rescuer." Etc. Praise so much to Brahma. And Brahma told, "If he wants to take one body from this lake, you can take with you, but now come in the heaven." And he was more shy and told not to tell like this. That this is fact. We are not a human, or we are not an animal. Actually our form is spiritual form, and that is Jivatma. And there is beauty, charm, etc. Everything what is within Krishna, that within us also. And that form attracting our service to Krishna. And when we will get it, then we must easily can avoid and forget everything of this mundane world. Until that, our attachment with this material world must exist. This is fact. We want to know or not to know, that is not a question. Question is, this is truth. And all this planet, all this plant, all the trees, everything, there is life here, and everywhere is life. All is the form of that pieces. Actually, real form as a servitor of Lord with spiritual body. And transcendental world, that is service world, and there we have space for us, and that is unlimited space for everyone. Then we will try to forget this mundanity through our intelligence. At present, feelings not will come strong, but through intelligence we can understand every day passing so many species in front of us, even so many human forms, they are also left in their body. And anyway, I cannot live forever within this body. And who is living, if he is so sick, he also will pray, now I want to leave this body. And this type of situation in this material world. But with strength, with this body, we not may listen that. But when we are very weak, we must listen it. An example, one month ago, I was very strong and I am feeling I can conquer all over the world. I shall go and I make a long tour. I can do seva, then I shall follow this tour program. But after 1 month I am seeing, if you can cancel the New Year, you can cancel this, you can cancel that. And what for? Now my body is suddenly got illness, sick. And now I am thinking I cannot go out, I wish I shall do this, do that. But my mind is very strong because that I am following my program. And if insist Giri Maharaj, then I shall go to New York also. But Giri Maharaj is my good friend, he understands. It will be too much for me. And at the present moment, not so necessary to go to New York. Only the plane will go to New York, and for that I am going to New York from Brazil. If some communication with the Sokel, then I can come back to Sokel also. And yes, stay a few days. Here is no problem. But in New York, there are 4 or 5 days I shall stay, and meeting, this many things will be there. And that will be more harmful after coming back from Brazil, because Brazil, they are with full charge. They are waiting to get my energy. And I have seen they cannot think and cannot consider my health situation. They are seeing I cannot work, still they are saying, oh, this program, Maharaj, can you go or not? And what I shall say? I must say yes. I not told the no. Very rarely I told no. Otherwise I am always telling yes. And also continuing that anyhow it is too much And I told to Sadhu Maharaj, I shall go to London and there if we will get some doctor of Jyoti Basu, his same disease and suffering so much. But he had good doctor. Every year he is coming to London and taking some days and going 1 year. He is learning very nicely. If I shall get that help, I can do that. Or if I get some help here also. If not that, then I shall go to India. There also I shall get some help, but allopathy doctor, they will give me allopathy medicine. I am afraid to take allopathy medicine. Very bad allopathy medicine. Pushta Krishna Prabhu, before he do not want to give me one dose of antibiotic. And he like promised, I shall not give you the antibiotic. I remember, and he hates the antibiotic. He is a doctor, and he is treating by antibiotic to the patient, but he do not want to give me. Then I understand what is bad, something inside of antibiotic, and now I am feeling that. This has come through antibiotic, no doubt. Then I am conscious about allopathy medicine, but homeopathy more harmless. Jyoti Basu treated by exercise, through exercise, some maybe some heat treatment, some exercise and some healing treatment maybe.
There's many also anti-inflammatory herbs and minerals and things like anti-inflammatory. It sounds like you know, that is to reduce inflammation, you know, many things.
Painful.
To reduce. Oh no, reduce much
pain.
Yeah, to reduce.
Yes, I believe it. I believe, but now I am under a doctor, homeopathic doctor, and I believe he is a good doctor. Then I am following his prescription. And he's not telling what he is giving me. That is difficult for me, but I believe here I have seen he remove this type of case. He treated and made fit.
You know, one thing I was going to ask, there are some devotees that have some have developed by the grace of Krishna some ability with healing, you know. And maybe they could help with, they have history of helping with pain, you know, just by putting hands on them, you know, by the mercy of Krishna, there some talent is developing, you know.
Yes.
If you're willing, they can
try. I believe it. Yeah. I believe.
There's been some good history, the Swayam Jata Prabhu is very, he's developing some Shakti is coming to him, you know.
Uh-huh. I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, goodwill can give relief to others.
Yeah.
Goodwill can give relief. And it is my experience, I know, that one of our devotee, she was suffering from cancer.
Yeah.
And in the cancer operation table, from there he phone called me, you can ask him and he will tell the truth. And he phone called me, Maharaj, this is my last visit to phone with you, last meeting. Here, just cancer somewhere inside. Then I will get life back or not, I do not know. And this is the express, and I give much enthusiasm to heart. You don't worry. Etc. I'm telling willingly too much. for giving strength. And she has got strength through that. And she not feel any pain and anything. And she told, yeah, I am seeing you are seated. I forgot what.
Present in the hospital.
Present in my sight, you are here. I am seeing clear to you. And I am not feeling any pain, nothing. An operation successfully happened. And now, 2-3 times I tested. After 3 months, like that, and no cancer with me. This happened. But I am not telling it is my power or it is anything, but some power she has got through her mood of devotion. And Krishna helped her through me, maybe. And I like that woman very much. She dedicated to Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And for that I have much affection for her. And I am thinking she is going to die. As possible I shall give help to her. And that way I thought. And she believed everything. Then everything is possible. I believe everything is possible. Maybe he is not a devotee. He is non-devotee. But power can work everywhere.
If you want to save her, and Krishna asks, oh, you want to save? No problem, we can save.
Yeah, this is, I believe it. And still where I am going, she is going. And now also Prague, whole family gone in Prague.
There was one...
And always living with very much austerity. She don't care anything. Very nice devotee.
There was one devotee in Florida, one God sister, she was one terrible automobile accident, thrown 100 feet out of the car.
Yeah?
Yeah. The terrible accident. And then she was supposed to die, intensive care in the hospital, everything. She was supposed to die. Then they thought there was no chance. Then there were many devotees came and they were doing this healing work, you know. Then she gradually got better, slowly. Then she was able to walk with cane, and then she was completely recovered. When you speak of dying, she completely recovered. So it seems sometimes, you know, practically miracles by
the grace of
mercy.
Lord and the Lord's devotee. It is playing in mental level. Physical, over the physical level there is living the mental layer. It is within the mental layer can be covered. That's also I believe. And this situation will come when you will believe God and you will feel God's presence, then you will feel everything is believable. Very nice.
You know, Srila Prabhupada, he used to say, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary.
Ah, it's truth. Yeah, everything is possible. And when I am so much frustrated with my situation, that time I am feeling very cool in brain. I am thinking, now Krishna not will cheat me and Guru Maharaj will help me. Then help will come from above, and now I have done my duty as possible. Now I have no other way. Then from the above help will come to me. And I am sitting within my own position and ki, what is it, Chivale? Yeah. Chinta Mukta Aki, in Bengali. Ori free.
Yes.
Ori free and cold brain. Becoming very easily a habit, it is maybe some. And when I am very much disturbed, Guru has said, you stay with me here, and not to think anything. You stay with me, it will go. And gone. And another day I have seen some of our devotees going to die, doctor cannot cure the pain coming from higher. They are telling it is maybe perforation of stomach, perforation of intestine, etc., etc., many things they are telling. And they are waiting for death. And Guru Maharaj come down from his room and told, no, he not will die. And someone given some news that he is going to die. And doctors are hopeless about him. And Guru Maharaj come down and told, no, he not will die. And he gone to his bed, and I have seen he given some this announcement to his body with some mantra. And after 5 minutes, that boy said, yes, now I feel better. And within 1 hour, he was quite good. And doctor said their last comment, this intestine and stomach is a wonderful place. We cannot say what is what about that. It is wonder. This is what I remember. Doctor said, it is wonder.
Maharaj, with your permission, devotees can, if it's all right with you, if devotees can request, then Giridhari certainly, he could, maybe can arrange something for your well-being.
Sambhu,
if all devotees can pray to Giridhari, then...
Devotees are always praying for me, and for that I alive still.
Giving
color.
Wrong. So many packages.
Die to live.
Die to live. Yes, really that is. Die means you leave your mundane idea. What you are seeing, it is not truth. That idea you will leave. Then you will leave. I am giving sometimes example of magic lantern. Magic lantern, slideshow.
Slide projector.
We have projector, slide projector we are giving opposite. Then picture coming.
Srila Guru Maharaj, in his explanation of Gayatri we were discussing yesterday also, said not that the mind is in the world, but that the world is in the mind.
Yes.
Like that. Makes it very easy to disengage in that way. From sense gratification.
Oh. It is in scripture, some sloka. Sarve mananigraha lakkhananta. If you control your mind, you can control everything. And everything within your mind. And the last of the body, his position, very nice position. If you think about that, he will attack you. Otherwise, he is innocently living with you, no problem will come to you. But if you think about that, his name is Manobhava. It is growing in the mind. Only mind is cause and not it. Manmatha. Manobhava, Manmatha, so many names.
Mata meaning madness? Mata madness in this case? Manmatha?
Manmatha means churning in mind.
Agitation?
Mantra, churning. The milk,
butter.
When we are churning, butter coming. Like that. Mata, it is. And everyone cannot feel, but who is little steady in mind, he can feel it. Oh, it is Manmatha. It is Manobhava. Name is so many. Madana, Manmatha, Mara, Pratumna, Minaketana, Kandatva, Dattpako, Ananga, Kama, Panchasara, Smara. This. Sambarari, Manasija. This another name. Kusumeshu, Ranunaja, Pushpadhanna, Ratipati, Makaradhaja, Atmohu. Atmo means mind. It is growing in the mind. Immediate going, then going out. And mind is the cause. And also Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that said, Indriyadi parannahu, Indriya bhaparag mana, manasastu parabuddhe, buddhe japaratastu sa. Indriyadi parannahu, Indriya bhaparag mana, manasastu parabuddhe, buddhe japaratastu sa. Everything controlling, practically the mind controlling, if mind is with intelligence, then soberly he is activated. Otherwise madman, madmen also have mind, but intelligence is not there. Intelligence is disturbed, then he cannot think.
And Krishna giving that intelligence.
Actually, we are very hopeless and very hopeful, both. Guru Maharaj told one, that Ascetics is no risk, no gain. No risk, no gain. And all risk, no gain. And
all risk, all gain.
All is all gain. Actually, we are not taking this properly. If we will take this, then we will make settled somewhere, our own self, in the spiritual ground. Talking so much, telling so many things, but not taking this, then which way you will get result?
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to take risk?
When disturbance will come to us for risk, to take risk means I used to give up my everything for the service to Krishna. It is risk for me because I have not seen Krishna. I do not know about anything Krishna. Etc., etc. But if I shall believe it, I must take some risk. I cannot do satisfy an infinite personality. But it is written in the scriptures, the infinite can satisfy me. That is that quality within him. Then I am taking risk. The lottery will come for me. They are taking a lottery ticket. And also I can take this and buy $5 lottery.
Senses are so strong, it seems to control the mind more than the intelligence. Even though one may be smart, it seems the senses are still more strong than the intelligence, and they control the mind.
Yes, senses are so strong, no doubt. And that we are submissive to the senses, but a result, if we will see, then we can say, it is not good for me. And with the intelligence, we will try to avoid that association, that situation. It is coming through association, coming through situation. Both we will try to avoid. And while he's always going, some spiritual discourses, some spiritual atmosphere, and avoiding their mundane atmosphere, we will submit with that atmosphere. And we will try to do that. There's so many young girls, they are living as a sannyasi. And why I am not? This way I shall try to make me submissive to intelligence. This way we will use ourselves. How are you, Didi? Yesterday's function was very nice. We all was very happy there. And that devotee and Diti, both are very happy. I have seen there. I watch maybe a second, I have seen their face. One or two seconds maybe. But through that, I feel very much relief in my heart.
Everyone is always thinking of serving all the
ladies. Nice. Nice program happened, nice. But prasadam was very bad head.
Amazing.
amazing Krishna.
Yes. How many sweets?
Very heavy prasadam. Khichdi also was very sweet. Mm-hmm. And khichdi tasteful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful khichdi. And all the cooking was very nice. And chutney also. I am not eating chutney, but tasting. Little everything.
Was there any section in the Ayurveda that was speaking on use of like hands and healing and, mm-hmm. and channeling of energy, mm-hmm. that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. That's in Ayurveda?
Ayurveda.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, Vedas knowledge descending.
Right.
And Ayurveda, their knowledge also descending. And descending means it is not in the line of book.
Right. Dhanvantari, isn't it?
Yes. Go there and take bath and you will come fresh. Mm-hmm. That is Dhanvantari's prescription. Chandra is suffering from tuberculosis.
Oh.
Yes. And now scientists, they are telling, they went to the Chandra loka, now moon, and they have seen many things like tuberculosis, a hole. Yeah. But Dhanvantari said, go and bathe in that kunda, then you will get fresh body. Tuberculosis will go. And many things. I have seen also some very simple thing, but it is Guru Maharaj is one brother's son, but
nephew.
One nephew, he is reading in the college, Vidyasagar College in Navadvip, and staying with me. And he is suffering from asthma. And every day he is doing some exercise. Also I am doing exercise with him. But Guru Maharaj said to that boy, your asthma will go if you follow my instruction. And he given instruction, every day you will go to the Ganges and take the Ganges mud in your body and dry with sunlight. Then you bathe in the Ganges, swim and come back. Within 3 months your asthma will be cured. And he has done it and he cured fully. Still he is very good health.
Now I am Dr. Maharaj. I've come to give you some relief.
Yeah.
And bring everyone to Janardhan Maharaj's Chaitanya Charitamrita class.
That is very good. They are today with me.
Yeah, they are so happy here. All day they will sit here.
Morning time, tomorrow till maybe 8 o'clock. It is not so much disturbance. No. After 8 o'clock, everyone can go, and then Maharaj can have a little time for some privacy. But they are coming here in the morning. Till 8 o'clock, I don't think there's that much harm.
Now 7 o'clock.
As you wish.
If they have any question, they can do that question. It's also one kind of class. But not maybe Chaitanya Charitamrita particularly.
I read something class. On the
higher than that.
You were telling the story about the Shila, you know, on the scale, butcher, wasn't it? Hunter? That one thing I was surprised at, I had always heard before that the worship of Shalagam Shila was very stringent, very strict, you know, that if you make some aparad, that it was very risky, high risk, you know, and the easiest is born a Thai than at Radha Krishna, but even more than Radha Krishna was
it is written Shalga. In the scriptures.
Yeah.
But I am telling it is not general rules and regulations about Salagram, but Salagrams have freedom.
Oh, yes.
Salagram not bonded. Bonded with our rules and regulations. That I am telling. Lords have own freedom. Lord can appear anyone's heart. He may be a butcher and may be a hunter. That's the question.
Maybe this Shalagram, he didn't read that.
But for...
But generally, rules and regulations in the scripture, the Sriti Shastra, we are telling Sriti Shastra, they are this rule and regulation given. But excuse also, if you had, you will see. But it is good not to be attached with Shalagram instead of Gaudita and Radha Krishna. If you will go in the line of Shalagram, you will go to Vidhi Marga. And Vidhi Marga is not so appropriate in this age of Kali Yuga. It is Raga Marga is the so appropriate in Raga Marga. And here the love, affection and attachment as devotion, if will come to everyone, that will be very beneficial. This is devotion of Raga Marga. And Vidhi Marga devotion, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padu Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasanam, this is Vidhi Marga. But Sravan Kirtan, it is within Raga Marga also. It's come from Raga Marga and they've taken it for their benefit.
I also had a question, some question concerning Giridhari, because he seems to be very mysterious or different than any other deities. I've been in association with a few deities, but he seems to be much different mood, you know, different mood than like, not like the...
Shalagram.
Yeah, not the Narayan mood, you know, not at all like that.
Yes, yes. It is Mahaprabhu when given Giridhari, Giriraj to Dasa Goswami. Mahaprabhu knows Giriraj has had two forms. One form he is the super servitor of Krishna. Sri Krishna Dasa Bhattyoyam Sri Govardhana Bhudhara. Then another form he has. He is the super servitor of Krishna. Because within that Giriraj, this around the Giriraj, every heart Krishna Lila. It is going on, Giriraj helping at Krishna Lila. And other form, Giriraj himself taken the food and there was Krishna himself. Then non-different form with Krishna also. And Mahaprabhu had given to Dasa Goswami. Mahaprabhu given Dasa Goswami Giriraj as Krishna. Not Narayan.
Right.
As Krishna, he given to Dasa Goswami and told, you every day worship this with some tulasi and water. And sometimes in a week, you can offer some khaja. The Jagannath Prasadam, you are saying, that's khaja.
Yes.
You can offer Ashtakauri khaja, it is also mentioned. Yeah, how many? Maybe 8 pieces of khaja that time. And you watch it, you will be satisfied. And when Gunjamala and that Govardhan Sila, he is sitting, he is seeing there Radha Krishna. That's a good sign. Then it is completely different from Narayan Puja. And when attachment will come to Giriraj, and Giriraj give more and more inspiration and nourishment to them, and whole heart will acquire or conquer the devotee's whole heart, the Giriraj himself. Then Narayan Sila and Govardhan Sila, there is some different. It is form of non-different to Vishnu.